The not-for-profit sector is angry about a proposal by the industry regulator to be given greater powers over the way charities operate. The Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, the ACNC, is pushing for changes to enable it to regulate charities' quote, effective use of resources. The commission is led by former Labor MP Gary Johns, and it says the changes will, quote, enhance the accountability of not-for-profit entities to donors, beneficiaries and the public. But the peak body for the not-for-profit sector, the Community Council for Australia, has described this proposal as a bizarre overreach and fear it's another attempt to curb the advocacy work done by charities. The council's chief executive is David Crosby. David, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What do you fear here from the charities regulator, the ACNC? I mean, these proposed changes, on the face of it, enhance the accountability of not-for-profit entities. I mean, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with accountability. I mean, every charity in Australia wants to be accountable to their communities and their supporters and their donors. I mean, charities trade in trust, and that's our most important commodity. It's why charities fought so hard against the government to actually maintain a charities regulator, and it's why Australia now has the highest rate of voluntary compliance by charities with the charities regulator anywhere in the world. We want to be accountable, but we don't want a government regulating, telling us what the most effective way of going about our business is.
You know, is that what you read into these comments? Because the comment was to promote the effective use of the resources of not-for-profit entities. How do you read that?
Well, is the ACNC going to be telling the RSPCA how to most effectively improve animal welfare, or the Smith family how to most effectively support kids to stay in school, or Sane Australia how to most effectively support young people with mental health issues? I mean, Fran, if this was ASIC asking for the power to judge whether registered businesses in Australia were using their resources effectively, the Business Council of Australia would be doing exactly what the Community Council of Australia is doing and saying, look, we're happy to be accountable, but we don't want a government regulator interfering in our day-to-day business decisions. I can't imagine the head of ASIC ringing up the head of BHP and saying, listen, that last investment decision you made was not the most effective use of your resources.
No, but the head of ASIC can ring the head of, I can't remember what business you just said,
BHP
yeah. and say, look, we think there could be a cultural problem within your organisation and you need to look at this, you know, getting close to breach of some laws. I mean, is the Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, is it the regulator? Because if it's trying to introduce more transparency and accountability, who's the judge of that at the moment within our charities?
Well, charities are incredibly transparent and accountable. They do annual returns to the ACNC about their income and their expenditure and their purpose. We're already incredibly accountable, and we already satisfy so many different regulators that we're drowning in red tape. Now what they're saying is they want to tell us about whether we're effective or not, whether we're using our resources appropriately. The ACNC does not have the expertise to judge whether the RSPCA is most effectively improving animal welfare. And, you know, this is a real concern for us that they're getting involved in our day-to-day business. We want to be accountable. It's critical we're accountable. In fact, you know, for us, the worst thing that happens in the charity sector is when a charity does the wrong thing, because it puts a dent in public trust and confidence in charities. We want any charity doing the wrong thing to be investigated. And I encourage anyone who knows anything about a charity behaving inappropriately to lodge a complaint with the ACNC, and it will be investigated, as over 1,000 complaints already have.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest is David Crosby from the Community Council for Australia. David, do you think we're seeing a change of direction here from the ACNC? It's got a new commissioner, Gary Johns. Gary Johns has been on the record in the past. He's only been, I think, in the job for a month or two. He's on the record in the past as saying that charities' advocacy was a doubtful public benefit, and that charities whose service delivery is heavily weighted towards advocacy should not be given, or he's been critical of these charities. Is this all about political advocacy, do you think?
Well, you can't help but think that. I mean, I worked with the task force that helped establish the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, and I was on the advisory board for the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission for over 3 years. Not once did anybody within the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, or any other stakeholder for that matter, say that they wanted to have new objects, or they didn't have the power to do their job, or to hold charities to account. They have those powers now. When you start talking about whether you're being effective or not, then you're starting to talk about how charities serve their communities. You know, we want to be accountable to our communities and our supporters and our donors, not a government regulator who knows nothing about our business or how we do it.
This is continuing a direction that the charities have already been concerned about. Last year we spoke to Tim Costello about moves by the federal government to try and limit charities from accepting foreign donations and what they use those for. It was seen at the time as largely being directed at GetUp, but the charity sector by and large was worried that it would see a real curtailing of the funding they had for important work, like agitating for, you know, better environmental laws or better treatment of refugees, that sort of thing. Is this a difficult line for the charities to walk between being seen as political and being seen as charitable? What is that line?
Well, it is a really good question. There is a very clear definition within the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission and within the definition of charity of 2013. So let me be very clear. Charities cannot support a particular political party. They cannot donate to a political party. They cannot support a particular political candidate. They cannot hand out how-to-vote cards. If they do any of that, they would lose their charitable status. That would be acting in a party political way. What they can do is advocate on their cause or for their community. And they can't do anything outside of that. A homeless service can't advocate for the China One Road policy. I mean, it's kind of absurd that you would think that in some way foreign countries are going to come in and infiltrate our charities and have them in some way campaigning against their own purpose. There is no evidence anywhere that charities are doing that or have done that. So, and yet there seems to be a campaign to try and cut down the public advocacy of charities.
Just briefly then, what's your message for the brand new commissioner of the Charities Commission?
Well, I think good regulators enjoy the trust and confidence of the people they're regulating, and then their regulation works better. We spent years developing the three objects that we currently have in the ACNC to come up with two new ones that increase compliance and requirements is just an overreach that will end up diminishing the capacity of the sector to be regulated.
David Crosby, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crosby is from the Community Council for Australia, and we did invite the new commissioner of the ACNC, Gary Johns, onto the program, but he declined our request.